everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Joe Jonas is kicking off the summer with something he's really proud of.
Ooh, and Kevin Bacon spent a day being normal, and he hated it. We'll tell you why.
Plus, we're going thirst trapping with Courtney Cox and Sydney Sweeney, but first,
let's get this started!
All right, man, Dwayne Wade has plenty of business ventures, and he's ready to start another one. On CBS Mornings, he shared why he's thinking about starting a nail care line. He said this.
One of my favorite things to do when it comes to this is actually sitting down with my daughter and getting my nails painted and painting hers. That's the time that we get to connect.
Right.
Me doing something that she loves and also that I love. I give her medis and pedis as well.
You think this will make more guys do this with their kids more often?
I think so. I think Magic should do more with EJ, like come out with a dress line or something like that for everybody. EJ likes that, so I think he should.
Okay. The EJ kind of aged out a little bit, but you know.
But back to fathers with like little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I think he's talking about it being a great way for him to spend time with his daughter. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that for both of them. So why not?
This is cool for him to paint his daughter's nails. Now, I'm not sure she should paint his.
Yeah, exactly. Why not,
Tanner? some men like polish. So, you know, whatever floats your boat. Like, his nails were just blue. So some men like nail polish.
And they do.
Do what you like, honey.
When I was in high school, my youngest sister would paint not only my toenails, but other dudes who were on the football team would hang out and, like, swim in the pool and stuff. And we didn't think nothing
was
about
it. Just toenails?
Yeah, it was toenails.
Why she likes feet, not hands?
I don't know. Anyhow,
I wouldn't let my little sister paint no other dude's feet.
It was like
my best friend.
Okay.
And she was a lot younger than me.
Okay.
She was like still a little kid.
So it was cute for her.
It was cool.
Okay.
It was like a cute, fun thing.
Oh, it was.
And yes, Gary. Okay. Anyhow, from nail polish to feet, the site WikiFeet rates celebrity hooves. Well, Joe Jonas found out from his brother Franklin, aka Frankie Jonas, that his feet are rated a 4.9 out of 5 on the site, and he was stoked. Joe said, I'd never been more proud in my life.
Yeah.
And by the way, ever since I got this rating, I'm taking care of these feet way more than I have been before. Now, get ready, because these are what Joe Jonas is working with. That's him jumping. There you go. What do you think? Are those bear dogs barking for attention there? What's going on? Gary, what you think of those feet?
They pretty. He got pretty feet. I mean, they look nice and clean.
I'm going to tell you guys something that I honestly found out yesterday, which is that I'm on WikiFeet.
Really?
That somebody out there has found and taken, whenever I like posted something and I'm in like flip-flops, they put them on there. And I'm saying this because if I'm on there, then y'all are definitely on there.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't think my toes have been photographed.
Yo, that one that you posted where you're on the beach?
I was wearing them closed-toe sandals, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people do the craziest things.
Really?
WikiFeet.
And the fact that people could look at people's toes and be like, oh, yeah, that's definitely Samuel Jackson.
No, zoom into people's toes because some toes is, ooh.
You zoom in on the toes?
Yeah, because when women be wearing heels, sometimes their toes be like,
women's feet be like
up
this,
in their shoe. You be like, ooh, girl, yeah.
But raise your hand if you like a foot in your mouth.
All right, some stars are so famous that you think everyone would recognize them. Oh, my God, but that's not always true, guys. Case in point, Cara Delevingne, seems her girlfriend Leah had to school her about a major rock star. She said, 2 years ago, we're backstage at Glastonbury, and we took a photo with this guy. I said to Leah afterwards, who was that? She was like, what? That was Bruce Springsteen. I had no idea what he looked like. Apparently, Leah listens to rock, and Cara prefers R&B and old school hip hop. And Kara's 31. So y'all surprised she didn't know The Boss?
I'm not surprised at all because I am familiar with Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
But if my man ain't looking like how he looked in the Dancing with in the Dark video,
yes.
I'm not going to recognize
him. If he don't look like he looked from We Are the World, yeah. I don't know
if he ain't wearing a white T-shirt with blue jeans and a little red bandana sticking out the pocket, we don't know who Bruce Springsteen is.
Born in the U.S.
Also, isn't she British? Isn't Cara Delevingne British?
If he made Born in the U.K., maybe she might have been a little bit more plugged in. You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, y'all, it's not uncommon for people to go by their middle name. In fact, Will Ferrell does it, and apparently he hates his first name. On the Messy podcast, he shared his grade school experience. He said, I remember feeling so embarrassed because my real name is John. The teacher would be like, John Ferrell. And it was so embarrassing to me to have to say, here, but I go by Will. I don't go by John. And Will acknowledged it was a really minor thing, but can you believe he was embarrassed by that? Because my man don't seem embarrassed by nothing. That's Hank the Tank.
Right, and John is not a bad name. It's normal.
Especially back then, like, Johns were pretty common.
So don't y'all go by y'all middle name?
I do.
Haircracker Brad?
Yeah, I do. Right now? Yeah.
Oh, right now? How about you go by Haircrack?
That's not my middle name.
Oh.
Rainhill, Headcrack, Ruffin.
Oh.
What's your middle name, Gary?
I don't have one. I hate that my mama didn't give me one. I
don't
have
one. You just don't want to sit down.
No, I just my mama maiden name as my middle name. Because
it's too many Gary Hayes. You have to have one to know who you are.
Well, I use Brown.
Gary Brown Hayes?
He committing fraud.
Gary Brown.
Yeah.
Gary Brown. Has a ring to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of white people problems.
White.
You gotta put that on it. Okay. White. One time Kevin Bacon wanted to go incognito, but he's way too recognizable for a basic disguise. So a special effects person made him this get up with fake teeth, a prosthetic nose, and glasses. And it sounds like it worked out too well. Kevin said, no. Nobody recognized me. People were kind of pushing past me, not being nice. Nobody said, I love you. I had to wait in line to buy a coffee or whatever. Wow. I was like, this sucks. I want to go back to being famous.
So, I know, that's right.
So lots of stars complain about getting recognized, but is it nice that he's at least admitting he likes it?
Yes, at least he's keeping it 100. Yeah. He likes all the perks of being famous.
Yeah, my man likes being footloose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gary, have you ever wished you weren't famous?
Hell, I'm not famous.
Oh, no, people recognize you at the mall. We talk about
it. Well, they might recognize me, but don't mean I'm famous.
But why do you think they recognize you?
Because they see me on Dish.
Which means you're famous.
Oh, anyway, y'all, all right, honey, it's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
And today, honey, we have Miss Courtney Cox.
Ooh.
She says that she hates that she just turned 60. Ooh. But, honey, she dropped this video showing off her exercise routine with a surprise ending.
Oh.
Don't love the number, but...
Okay, Courtney.
Look, we have no choice. You just gotta do the best you can.
What is she doing in the free... What? Come on now.
It's cryotherapy.
So is this a thirst trap, honey?
It's not a trap. It's a lady of a certain age keeping it together. And it's the best I've seen her look in quite some time.
Yeah, because she got her face done right. She got the stuff taken out of her face. Because it was a bit much at first.
Yeah.
And she didn't even like herself anymore. She got it taken out. Not a thirst trap to me. She looks good. And when you're over 50, it's not a thirst trap anymore. And she's 60 and looks damn good.
Hey, Courtney girl.
No, Courtney, don't do it.
I see you. I see what you're doing, and I'm gonna give you what.
Yeah, check out them toes he got on Wikipedia.
Yeah, girl, check out these toes.
Yeah.
She looks great. I think she's thirst trapping and she's earned it. That's
How
what I'm saying.
Thirst trapping.
She looks great. She crawls out of that in the little black bikini. Come on.
That's her swimsuit outfit, workout outfit.
You can be thirst trapping in that.
She got out of a freezer, Tanner.
Yeah, she did something that black women don't do. Get out of no freezer, honey. What's that about?
That's called cryo.
Cryo.
She was crying.
Cryotherapy. Yeah. All right, HK and Tanner. Up next is one of your favorites, Sydney Sweeney.
Bird
she dropped these pics and said, I don't do mirror selfies often, but when I do, they are chaotic. What? So are y'all loving her chaos? Is this a thirst trap?
Absolutely. Like, we didn't even know who she was and wanted to know who she was based off of what we saw.
And y'all was hoping it was Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Who is she?
Who? That's my future wife. She might be married
already. Anyone But You, the newest movie?
Which one?
Anyone But You?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's so
you ever
good.
See the dad going Utopia on
Utopia.
HBO?
Yeah. Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Yeah, Euphoria.
I saw Utopia, yeah.
New Euphoria.
She's in Euphoria. I would just like everyone at home to know that we were showing these photos in preparation for the episode, and without seeing Sydney Sweeney's face, we knew who she was.
He nailed it.
That's right.
He definitely nailed it.
He did before we could even start the show.
Yeah.
Put your sign down, Tanner. Oh, it's okay, babe. Sydney Sweeney is not. Sydney Sweeney's off the screen, honey.
Okay, up next, Nicolas Cage didn't expect to end up with three of these. We'll tell you what we're talking about right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, look, you're back!
Hey!
All right, there's plenty of stars who have children with different baby mamas. I'm talking about Nick Cannon, Elon Musk, Eddie Murphy. But someone else is speaking out on his own experience, and that's Nicolas Cage. Nicolas said, what does a Nicolas Cage voice sound like?
And what movie we talk about?
Well, I always think about him in Con Air, where he's like, it's not what I had originally thought. What happened when I fell in love or got married? That I would have three different children with three different moms, but nonetheless, that's what happened. Put down the bunny. Now there were at least 10 years between each kid. Does that make a difference? 10 years between each kid?
It makes it hard to like have that child camaraderie when there's such a gap sometimes. Like, you know, because one's not gonna want to babysit. You know?
Right.
Is that Elvis?
That's Nicolas Cage. Oh.
But he did marry like Lisa Marie Presley at one point, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mike hit it first though, but
right.
You know,
did he though?
He probably
he kissed
not.
Her first.
I kissed it first.
He kissed it first.
Come on now.
He kissed it first. Give him his props.
Nobody thought this would last.
All right, y'all. Congratulations on order for John Mulaney and Olivia Munn. Now, they recently got married after 3 years together, and their 2-year-old son, Malcolm, was in attendance.
All right.
And they had Law & Order star Sam Waterston, who co-starred with Olivia on the show The Newsroom, who that was the one who married them.
Oh, wonderful.
So check this out.
Nice.
John married his ex-wife, Anna Marie, on July 5th, 2014. Now, we're not sure if his wedding date with Olivia was, like, on the same exact day, but it was on the weekend July 5th through the 7th. Some think it's weird to make it so close to that anniversary. However, most productions are shut down the week of July, and you just gotta do it when you're free.
That's true. You're making a good point there. They both work in entertainment.
Yeah.
All shows, movies. A lot of times everybody's off that weekend. I get it.
And I don't think he cares about his previous relationship.
Clearly not.
Okay. It could have been the same day, and he didn't care, because he's happy with the new woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll never forget the anniversary, because they were both, like,
that's
close to the same.
That's the other thing. Yeah, if you keep the same wedding anniversary, then, like...
I'm sure the woman wouldn't like that.
Olivia?
She probably would change it.
But what's wrong with a man having a tradition?
Yeah.
Hey, if it works for you, if it floats your boat, I'm rocking with it. Whatever. If they want that. But it seemed like women would not want that.
Right.
I don't want the same that. Well, then, you know, she ain't black, so she might go for it. But
a black woman
would be like, oh, hell no, we ain't doing that. Would y'all choose a co-star to officiate y'all wedding?
Yeah, if one was ordained.
What if I got married and Gary did the wedding?
Oh, no, hell, you can't do that.
I think it makes it better because it's a personal touch.
No, it could be head crack. You could trust head crack.
Yeah.
You can't, Gary would say some, no.
Would you mess it up, Gary?
Yes,
never.
You know how he do.
Really?
No, I would love
like,
to do that.
If anybody has anything to say, it is me. I don't think you should get married because I want you to be mine.
Wow, Gary.
I sit next to you every day at Dish and we're so close to each other. Like, no, Gary would totally ruin your... Let Head Crack do it if you got anybody. Yeah, not Gary.
He'll be
God.
More lovelier. Well, up next, honey, Miss Whoopi Goldberg has done a lot in her life, but you ain't gonna believe, baby, what she did at Disneyland.
Uh-oh.
Details after the break.
Come on, Whoopi.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It!
All right, Gary, you're gonna need your token for this one because Gladiator 2 is dropping this November.
Uh-oh.
Now you got Paul Mescal going against Pedro Pascal.
Oh.
Heavy hitters like Denzel Washington and Connie Nielsen, they are also in the film.
Ooh.
Let's roll the beautiful beam footage on that trailer.
Whose head could I give you that would satisfy this fury?
The entire Roman armies.
Too much.
The general will do.
I was owned. Now I will control an empire.
I will not waste another generation of young men for their vanity.
Strength among us!
This our own treason to heroes!
Tears on the mausoleum floor. Blood stains the Colosseum doors.
The God!
ask y'all, what do you say? Ticket or skip it?
Ticket. Oh, it looks so good. I love the original, and this one looks like it's going to be so good, and I love that Denzel is in it. Add a little color to the stage.
Yeah. I don't like what he said, whose head I could give you. That was tacky.
He's I'm surprised you didn't like that.
What'd you say, Tad? He was?
No.
And Pedro Pascal ain't no slouch on the acting side of
things either.
He's been killing everything moving lately.
Yes.
And man, they got the right one with this one. I'm here for it.
Absolutely. Be good. Me too.
What's the name of it?
Gladiator 2. What's the name? I swear.
All right, y'all, moving on. Whoopi Goldberg took some time to reminisce on her late mother, and while doing so, she revealed the very happy yet interesting place she spread her mom's ashes. Check this out.
So in the Small World ride, periodically, I'd scoop some of her up, and I'd do this. Oh, and I said, my God, this cold is getting worse and worse. And then we got over to the flowers, which is Disneyland, and I was like, oh, look at that.
Now, Whoopi did say she told the Disneyland staff after she did it, but do we support Whoopi spreading her mother's ashes throughout the Disneyland ride?
I do, but I think she did. You know how, like, when you try to do too much to be, like, secret and on the low
the
with
sneeze.
It? You could have just put
you could have just...
You know, all around, you know what I mean?
It's dark in there.
And then went and told people, you a good person, Whoopi.
Yeah, you are.
Like, Brad, would you do something like that? I know you love Whoopi, so, but honestly.
I do love Whoopi, but if my mom wanted to be spread in Disneyland, I would, World or Disneyland, whichever, I would totally honor her request. Now, I wouldn't sneeze it on people, because that's kind of like, why are you sneezing on people?
Yeah, right.
We just got over COVID. People don't want to be sneezed around.
Especially if you're emitting a dust when you sneeze.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo.
I don't need, Whoopi, you sneezed your mom on two people. You know? that might be a little bit much.
Yeah.
Some kid ate your mom on a churro, you know?
This cinnamon is awful.
This is the worst churro ever.
Some kid ate your mom on a churro.
I feel so bad for her mama.
Stupid.
Well, up next, honey, find out which TV host refuses to join Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. That tea after the break.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, it always seems to be a good time on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, right? That's
yes,
a fine show.
I love him.
Well, not everyone seems to think so because Andy revealed that Carson Daly refuses to be a guest on the show. Andy said, we've asked so many times. I've talked to him about it. He's just like, he's scared. He thinks I'm going to dredge up all the mess, but I don't think there's any mess to dredge. So since Carson refuses to join the show, Andy got the next best thing, and that is a cardboard cutout of Carson instead. Giving a good old thumbs up there. What do you think of Carson's reason for not accepting Andy's invitation to be on the show? What's up with that?
That's people do it to me.
Really?
They don't want to come on the show because they think I'm messy and that I'm going to interview them.
You are messy.
No, I'm not. Brad, I'm not messy. I just ask the questions.
There's sometimes where, like, I feel like you stab people and they don't see it coming, and then there's sometimes it's like, yo, my man took his medicine today. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Well, I'm with Andy, hon. How dare he?
Does Carson have dirt?
Oh, everybody
like, he used to date Jennifer Love Hewitt and anybody else he liked that came through
Tara
the TRL
Reed,
stage.
Right?
But he was running wild during that That's What I Call Music era.
I would like to do a good sit-down interview with Tanner.
This is why you couldn't
I don't have any mess. Gary, I don't have any mess to talk about.
Well, we could find some.
See. You know, hopefully you guys never turn down the opportunity to sip on this good old celebrity tea. So tune in to tomorrow's Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye. Later.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.